This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We got the evil laugh of Jennifer Horn, the pleasant laugh of Doug Steffen, and Victoria is lurking about someplace. So here we go, Friday the 6th of November, end of the week, as far as the hoopla.
Day after your birthday.
Yes, thank you very much. Happy birthday. So, comprehending all of the reasons that we haven't got a new president-elect yet, and then trying to make friends with the new group, I love it. All the politicians are getting calls from the lobbyists on K Street, Jennifer. Hey, can I help you with the...
They've really be spinning the lobbyists, right? Because they don't know just what to do yet. They're just spinning around.
No, they'll dote over everybody and get out their crayons and go to work. So, a judge in Pennsylvania has granted the Trumpsters an observation request. What does that... Are they watching the count? What is the... idea behind that, and there are other suits too, I think. Yeah,
there are a lot of lawsuits that were filed yesterday, and really without, again, from not a political perspective, rightly so, because this election is so close, and there are a lot of questions, and good questions that need to be answered. And I think one of the things in an election this close, and I would think that you might agree with me on this, is that there should be as much transparency as possible in the process, because already you're dealing with the fact that 50% of the country is going to think that whoever makes it into the White House is going to be delegitimized for the next 4 years, because 50% of the country is going to think they cheated to get there. So it would be my hope that the states would try to offset that by offering as much access and transparency, and they don't seem to be doing that in certain states. So in Pennsylvania yesterday, the Trump campaign was asking to observe the counting, and they were not allowed to observe the counting, so they went to court. The judge ruled that they should be able to observe the counting.
Why were they not allowed?
I don't know. And not a lot of people, but the truth is that they're allowing people from the other side in to observe. So
is Pennsylvania normally a Democratic stronghold?
It's run by Democrats, and it was only switched by Trump last time around. And again, he does well there because he identifies with that blue collar. I mean, that was one of the things that people were trying to figure out, how Donald Trump, the builder billionaire, can identify with blue collar Pennsylvania, but he does, and he seems to be pretty popular.
I don't think
there.
He comes across like a sophisticated. He doesn't come across like a guy that would be in the boardroom. He's not smooth. That's why they love him, because he's rough.
Right. And so then when the campaign shows up to try to observe those votes in Pennsylvania, they were actually turned away again, even after the court injunction. So there was a lot of vote stoppage yesterday because they weren't able to count votes because these things were being worked out. You know, they were trying to allow people in and out, and then they weren't allowed in even after the court injunction. So then the Trump campaign went to a federal court to file to get them to grant it, since they weren't listening to the local court. And so there was a bunch of battles going on in Pennsylvania. A couple of lawsuits in Nevada, where the Trump campaign claims that 10,000 people who were either dead or no longer living in the state were actually casting votes in this election.
What a surprise.
And you think, well, 10,000 votes, does it really matter? Well, it does when the state's separated by about 7,000 to 10,000 votes. So they're challenging that. And then in Arizona,
Michigan didn't. I was trying to get the other side. Pennsylvania agreed to allow the ballot watchers. Michigan has a different reaction to the lawsuit, right? It was against the Secretary of State.
Michigan actually threw it out, so it didn't grant it. But in Pennsylvania, they actually won the decision, and
they still wouldn't let them in.
So yeah, in Michigan, it wasn't a ruling. In Wisconsin, there's still a recount going on. And there's still an explanation about how in the world they can justify 90% voter turnout in Wisconsin. So there's some questions about the authenticity of ballots there. Now, I don't, when I tell you this stuff, it doesn't mean that I think that there's teeth to every single thing that they're talking about. But I do think for the good of the country, there needs to be a lot of transparency here, because the idea is if Joe Biden does win, you want 50% of the country to believe that he won it, or 100% of the country to believe he won it legitimately. And right now that's not happening.
Well, same thing for Trump.
Same thing, exactly. Yeah. And so, I mean, there has to be transparency here, and there's not. They actually papered up in Pennsylvania, they papered up the windows so that the campaign actually couldn't watch them count. I mean, there's just been a lot of funny business going on, and it makes you think, okay, if everything is on the up and up, then why don't you let people come in and see? Because when you do that, that's when people question the authenticity of the election. And so, and the same thing going on in Georgia. So basically, there are lawsuits in every single state, either about people voting that shouldn't have been voting or about limited access to one campaign and not the other. So
this is not new stuff. This has been going on for election after election for quite a while.
You know what my dad reminded me of, and you'll probably remember this too, and I was not alive. He said Kennedy got elected because they were dumping out votes in, I guess it was Illinois,
Chicago.
Right?
Chicago,
yeah.
Right. His old
That's where Chicago is.
But, yeah, right. Chicago is nowhere. Yeah. Joe Kennedy, the father, was the most corrupt piece of dirt that came down the pike for a long time. He's a bootlegger. Never returned. He was buying off people. He was knocking people off. And he made a deal with the Cook County judge when votes were challenged there to throw him out. And Richard Nixon knew that. Richard Nixon knew he had won. You know, a lot of people don't like Nixon for whatever the reason. But in that circumstance, Nixon and his campaign knew that the old man had bought Chicago, and that's how Kennedy won, because he got the state of Illinois. And
Nixon's
Nixon
always called,
decided
like, he's always
not to challenge it because he said it would be bad for the country. Yeah.
But they always said that he was like, what's the word I'm looking for? I just had it, but it's
what, Nixon?
Friday. Yeah, what was the word?
He was
paranoid.
A creep.
People thought that Nixon was paranoid,
yeah.
But
he
maybe he's paranoid.
Yeah,
but maybe this
paranoid.
Is one of those reasons. Yeah, yeah, I mean, when you have something like that happen, I'm sure that doesn't do much for your psyche.
13 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Good day to all of you. If you do not have a MyPillow or know someone who doesn't at this point in time, because, you know, it's they haven't made the connection yet to reality that MyPillow is the most popular pillow in the country, maybe it's time for you to help this person out. Because right now, if you don't have a MyPillow, it's time to get them. Lowest price ever being offered right now. You can get a standard or a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98, that's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Come on, boys and girls, let's get on the bandwagon. Go to MyPillow.com, stock up on pillows. Maybe you're going to have some folks like I am, have guests for Christmas. Get them now. Buy them now at this price. Now is the time. And not only getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard or queen-size premium, but Mike Lindell is extending a 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, so you have 5 months instead of two to like these pillows or return them for a full refund. Pretty cool, huh? So let's get into the market. Let's go to MyPillow.com, and to check out, this deal comes because you're using the promo code DJV. For DJVers, it's a big deal right now. When you can save a lot of money, a lot of other things, but this is the really big deal. The sale of the year on MyPillows at MyPillow.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The mission is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed deserve access to the veterans' benefits they've earned and meaningful employment. Join the fight with Paralyzed Veterans of America at PVA.org.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Seventeen at the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. So in Georgia, the both Senate seats, is it, why do they have both Senate seats up at the same time?
And get this, you want to add a little insult to the 2020 injury?
Yeah.
So if Trump or Biden does not get 50% plus one vote in Georgia, it will be a runoff in January. Which makes me laugh because
well,
this whole
Senate seats are heading
crazy.
To a runoff already.
Right, because of the same thing. So the rule in Georgia is that to win a race, you have to get 50% plus one. And
now, this is the Georgia Senate. This isn't the Senate seat in the
No,
US
this
Senate.
Is the United States Senate. They had two Senate seats up because one was a special election and the other was a regular term that was coming to an end. So
one of them is a minister?
They thought Senator Perdue was going to win, but you know the more they count,
he had that
election.
But he had that big controversy right at the end of his campaign with mocking Joe Biden's stutter. And remember, Doug, you and I think Jen was out that day, but you and I were talking about how Perdue Chicken had to put out a statement saying they were not affiliated with him in
any
way.
Right, with him. Right.
Yeah. Because, so I think that hurt him at the end.
Do you know who he's related to?
I don't.
Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue.
I don't know that he is. Is he?
I think he is.
I don't know. I just know Perdue Chicken said we're not
that.
Related to him.
Right. Yeah, I don't. I'm not 100% sure, but I think you should check that. I don't think that.
I will. I'll go to my sources, Jennifer, and check it out.
But he got very close, 49.8% to John Ossoff's 47.8%. There was also a Libertarian Party candidate. And then Kelly Loeffler will also be running off against her opponent. So, Georgia will be
the minister, a Baptist minister in Atlanta. I thought that was interesting.
Balance of power in the Senate is determined in January.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, well, isn't there any, there still would be 50-50 if this thing went the wrong way for
then
the Republicans.
Whoever the vice president is would be the tiebreaker, so that's the balance of power, basically.
Oh, there's good old Kamala coming to the rescue. So how'd the House, is there anything in question in the House, or is that all set?
No, the Democrats did horribly in the House, actually.
Yeah, the voter fraud thing is interesting because, you know, if we were that conniving, I think we would have, you know, won the Senate and we would have kept the House. So all this, voter fraud stuff is just, it's ridiculous.
Here's the thing. Before we get further than that, there is going to be half the country that's going to question this. And so I think the most important thing is that we don't lose faith in our election system. So whether it's true or not, you need to make sure that you're investigating all this stuff because I've seen a lot of videos. I've seen a lot of people. I've had people contact me personally that have had really weird stories, and they deserve to be investigated. So I'm not going to laugh it off because I don't think that it's the right thing to do. I think we need to make sure that people feel as secure as possible, especially in a year like this when people have lost
faith. But those people, Jen, are never going to be they're never going to be convinced that the videos on Twitter and Trump's conspiracy theories, they're never going to be convinced. It'll be 4 years of them saying he was robbed. Doesn't matter what the outcome is.
Well,
at this point, it could be 100% Biden, and they're never going to believe it. That's how it is.
I think we need to let the system play out, because I think it's really
Rhode Island, in their election this week, changed the name of the state. So, all right, we can do all kinds of things in an election. Woo-hoo! 21 after the hour.
A Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cause I leave it, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me. You can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, I know you're scared when I'm not here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere.
Even though I'm leaving, I'm not going anywhere. I corrected the English a little bit there. Took some poetic justice license. 23 after the hour on the Friday DJB program. Performing rights organization CSAC has named Luke Combs' hit, Even Though I'm Leaving, the song of the year for its Nashville Music Awards, which went online this year because of obvious reasons. The affiliate songwriter Wyatt Durrett also helped pen Zac Brown Band's Chicken Fried, co-wrote Even Though I'm Leaving with Combs.
Hit machine, that writer. There are a lot of hits in there.
In addition, Matt McGinn was named CSAC Songwriter of the Year. See, I think this is a little inside, because nobody knows what CSAC is, like BMI, that's for radio people.
No, but everyone knows all these songs.
Yeah. But anyway, The whole business of award shows, I think, water down. Every time you turn around, there's another award show or something. And it doesn't take away from how good the music is, but I just think it kind of waters down the impact of some of the bigger, maybe I'm the only one who thinks this, but some of the bigger awards, award shows. Again, these are good songs. The story of all of the, let's see here, Matt McGinn, the responsible for Kane Brown's hits What Ifs and Heaven, another one of the winners. Although we can't be together in person, we're deeply honored to celebrate the creative achievements of our affiliates in a new way, said the president of this management group.
It's a motivational statement, isn't it? But they call you an affiliate.
Yeah, right. All right, let's keep moving.
Talented 25 artists. Come on, Kelly.
Yeah. CSAC is... never mind. It's an inside story, but I don't want to tell it. 25 and change after the hour. Here's Cat Stevens, also known as Yusuf Islam. Released a rediscovered video for Lady Darbinville, which is a track off his upcoming 50th anniversary reissue of Mona Bone Jacon. The long-lost clip, known as one of the earliest music videos, features Yusuf and actress Patti Darbinville in a gothic English mansion. Inspired by the end of their relationship, the song takes on a dark, somber feel. Except Cat Stevens is kind of a dark, somber guy, actually. Earlier on, he shared a version of the track that he recorded for the BBC in June of 1970. It featured on the upcoming Mona Bone Jacon set. He also celebrated the 50th anniversary. I don't know. I mean, I know his songs well,
but
I don't know these.
Say that again.
Mona Bone Jacon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. He's also... Cat Yusuf, whatever. There seems to be some confusion because people go back to his name. Originally changed his name as a protest to something going on in the 70s. I forget what it was. Became a Muslim. And then I remember disc jockeys. Tom Likas was one of them, Jennifer. I remember, well, you don't remember this, I'm sure. He got into the Dodger Stadium. And he had his listeners send in copies of old Cat Stevens records because he, for whatever the reason, he changed his name. I don't even remember what it was. he was never a stranger to doing silly stuff. So he got all the records, thousands of them, put them in the parking lot at Dodger Stadium, got a steamroller, and rolled over them.
Why would he do that?
Because he wanted to.
Didn't he also have a dispute with his record label, though, and he wasn't getting the royalties from it? I think that was another name change reason.
Yeah, that could have been.
There was something. Yeah, I mean, Prince did the same thing. Prince didn't have rights to any of his own music for a long time. That's why he was a symbol.
You're
going to
get all
years.
Your records and steamroll them? Seems like a lot of
work. It's not something I would do. It's eccentric, no. But, you know.
But he was eccentric. Anyway, I like some of Cat Stevens' music, quite frankly. There's some great stories. He's a great storyteller in songs. So that's the latest from his camp. 28 and a half after on the DJV program.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Midland's classic motoring manufacturer, RBW EV Classic Cars, has revealed the pre-production model of its stylish electric classic roadster. Inspired by the MGB roadster of the 1960s, the RBW EV roadster takes the classic sports car design and enhances it for the modern world, while retaining a stylish elegance. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Moscow political scientist Valery Soloviev reported to the Sun newspaper that Russian President Vladimir Putin will step down from power next year. Soloviev also suggested Putin may be suffering from Parkinson's disease. The report says he intends to make public his handover plans in January. Dozens of people are dead and hundreds have been evacuated after Tropical Depression Eta slammed into Central America, flooding homes and creating landslides. The storm has now returned to the Caribbean Sea and is forecast to gain strength and pass over Cuba Saturday night. It's expected to head towards Florida after that. The Guatemalan president said Thursday at least 50 people are dead in Guatemala due to the landslides and flooding. Rapper Braxton Brax Baker has passed away. She was 21. Social media influencer is best known for her 2017 mixtape, Versatility. Her mother, Letitia Russell, posted the news Thursday to Instagram without detailing the cause. USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The National Football League has fined the Las Vegas Raiders for its coronavirus procedures. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Las Vegas Raiders are being hit by the NFL for violations of the league's COVID-19 protocols. The team has been fined $500,000 and was stripped of a sixth-round pick for the way the team handled Trent Brown's positive test last month. Head coach John Gruden has also been fined $150,000. The Raiders have been fined several times already this season for violating protocol, accruing a total of $1.2 million in fines. The Raiders are expected to appeal their punishment.
The Raiders will play the Chargers in Southern California Sunday. NASCAR's season finale 500 takes place Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona. One of the final four drivers, Chase Elliott, talks about this year's success.
I think it's huge. I think it's huge for me personally. I think it's huge for our team as a whole. Each and every person that puts in time and effort to try to make our program work. I think that when you're able to be in a position that we were in, like we were tonight, and have to go to perform and go and do that. I think everybody gains a lot of confidence from it, and we prove to ourselves that we can do it. I think we always have believed we could do it, but to go out there and achieve it certainly is something that we haven't experienced yet as a group. And to win a championship in this series, you have to make the Final Four. We've seen the same crowd make the Final Four since this deal has been implemented.
Other drivers in the Final Four are Logano, Keselowski, and Hamlin. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today is National Nachos Day. Wow, this is pretty exciting, huh? Friday, the 6th of November on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. When's the last time you ladies...
You can't move on from that, because you know what happened,
nachos.
Right?
You did what?
You know what happened to the girl who had her cheese stolen?
No.
She chased after the guy and said, "That's nacho cheese."
I'm glad to know that, Jennifer. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And going back historically before that, one day in 1943, the wives of U.S. soldiers who were stationed at Fort Duncan dropped in on a Piedras Negras hotspot called the Victory Club. This is a Mexican border town, Piedras Negras, west of the Rio Grande, across the from which sits Eagle Pass. It's kind of like El Paso and La Ciudad Juarez. It's the same kind of thing. So anyway, a manager named Ignacio Nacho Anaya decided to throw a dish together based on whatever ingredients he still had left. Sounds like a man after my own heart.
Yeah, right.
Cheese and
that's like
tortilla.
A cookbook for you. Right?
Take whatever you have and mix it with water.
Right.
Boil.
I don't mix it with water usually. I mix it with a little olive oil. Okay. Anaya sliced the fried tortillas into triangles, added some shredded cheddar and jalapeno peppers, and started a new tradition which bears his name. That's why they're called nachos, boys and girls. How about that? Big time. All right. So you want to repeat that joke again, Jennifer, or did we hear it once?
No, you got to only say that one once because people go, oh, okay. It's a great.
That's it. Right, right, right. Don't forget our DJD. Oh, say it again, Doug. We've changed. It's Dictoria instead of Victoria now. No. The DJV download every day, three or four times a week. We put together a number of things that we've talked about on the program, and you can listen to them in their entirety. It's usually 15, 20-minute romp through a lot of stuff. The most recent one are revelations from Jennifer and Victoria about their acting as they were young. Acting triumphs, I think, is the way it was put. Also, we take a shot at Anne Hathaway, who has whined and complained and apologized. I'm so sorry if I hurt anybody's feelings. How many people believe that was something that was from her heart? I don't think so. Anyway, you've got me. See, the problem is I've been ambivalent about Anne Hathaway, but you, Victoria, have been responsible for
you.
Sending me down the pipe when it comes to her. Anyway, all right, what else do we have on the download? Warner Brothers eating a little bit of crow. Some Christmas plans that we talked about, and the hottest names in babies, which I think this sounds kind of like a weird list, but if you want to hear the weird list, check out the latest DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Somebody wanted to know, what did Rhode Island, I kind of dropped this in a few minutes ago, that Rhode Island...
Yeah, everyone's like, wait, what is Rhode Island called now?
It's going to be called the State of Rhodies. It actually became a state in 1790, named the State of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. We've always called it Rhode Island, but now somebody thought it was important to change to dump Providence Plantations. So on Tuesday, supporters of the measure said that the change was important to break away from the history of slavery. So was it that all plantations had slavery? I don't remember that.
Well, that's the connotation, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So what is it just called the state of Rhode Island now?
Yep. Okay. Providence Plantations Gonzo. Providence still exists. As a matter of fact, we're about to get on a radio station there, so it'll be a big
town. I love Rhode Island. Newport is amazing, and yeah, Providence is a fun town. Right, I had friends who went to Brown, and didn't your daughter go to Brown?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a fun town.
But she was there. Anyway... I remember going down there, Atwell's Avenue, if you remember. That's where all the Italian restaurants are. I worked in...
Really good Italian
WJAR.
Food there, too.
I was a booth announcer, WJAR, Channel 10, Providence. Hmm. That's what I did every Saturday and Sunday night. It was big time. Anyway, the COVID situation, we have not spent too much time for obvious reasons this week, but how is it different? What's going on with the White House COVID task force, Victoria?
They've put out some warnings. I know that everyone obviously is focused on the election, but COVID cases are still spiking in hot spots around the country. And so the White House task force said that COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths nationwide are up. And so they put out some pretty dire warnings after they still have weekly reports. We just don't hear about it as much. They wrote, quote, there is a continued increase in cases, hospitalizations, and fatalities spreading southward from the coldest climates as the population moves indoors and cases increase exponentially. They said in multiple states, the task force is warning state and local officials that there must be clear messaging to act now. Largely, this focuses on mask wearing. They recommended do not gather without a mask with individuals living outside of your household. That's a big one that a lot of people seem to have abandoned. I don't know why. But you're supposed to stay within your pod of people, you know, who live in your house or neighbors or trusted neighbors who are, you know, kind of living the same way you are. They said always wear a mask in public. Stop gatherings beyond immediate household until cases and test positivity decrease significantly, which who knows when that will be. North Dakota right now remains the state with the highest number of new cases per 100,000 population, followed by South Dakota, Wisconsin, Montana, Wyoming, Iowa, Alaska, and now hit Alaska, Nebraska, Utah, and Idaho. That's the top 10. So those states got direct warnings from the task force. Will they, I don't know, will they heed the warning? I don't know. There's a whole lot of non-mask wearers out there, and I don't understand it, but...
I don't see any non-mask wearers.
Well, you're in California. I see them in Jersey. Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah,
oh, they're everywhere. Some lady actually yelled at me the other day because she didn't think I had a mask on, and I turned around and I was like, calm down, lady. I'd never take my mask off. And then she's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Anybody who
I mean,
knew
people are getting, like, really angry about it.
Yeah, they are. That's true. But we need to understand, even Ken Kronhaus, Ken's always been a mask wearer. Jack wants you to wear a mask that really will do some good. What is it? One micron?
Mm-hmm. And I wish he would tell us what model that is so people could buy that. Because it's, I don't know, because the N95 mask is the standard one that doctors and nurses wear.
That's 3 microns.
That's what all the hospital workers wear, so I don't know what talking about then.
Well, he gets off on some of his tangents.
I love Jack. I'm not saying anything.
I love Jack.
I don't know what he's referring to then, because the N95 is
if you're
going to
do it, he says you might as well do it the right way. If you're going to go to the trouble of getting a mask, get a 1 micron mask. And when you go, where do you buy them? You can buy them anywhere. You can buy them at Home Depot. You can buy them at the drugstore. You can buy them
He needs to tell us what kind of mask it is, because people are very confused by it. Those neck gaiters, people, I still see, it's mostly guys. I saw a bunch of cops around yesterday here. Yeah, and those neck gaiters. And I saw a bunch of cops yesterday, and they were all wearing those. And I wanted to be like, guys, that's not doing anything to help protect you.
But it looks good. All right. Also, Jennifer, the cruise industry, you're going to, I don't want to say you're going to lose your big investment. But for
I'm
the
in
rest
for the
of
long haul. This is money that I just put away and I'm going to see and collect in 20 years to retire.
Right. So the no sail order for cruise ships is now in effect, right? It doesn't
Yeah,
until
well, they're just
next
extending.
Year,
they're extend- the I think Disney year. Cruises was the latest to extend. So, I don't know who it would be ready to go on a cruise. I mean, I think a lot of these shutdowns are a bit overdone, but I don't think that I'm ready to get on a cruise ship either. I would much rather take an airplane ride someplace.
All along said a lot of this stuff was overdone, but it doesn't. I'm a little voice.
But then people
the
who acted like that now, we're look where we are. I mean, in New Jersey, we're back to the numbers that we had in April.
It's kind of bad. Well, but there's not as many people. Not that it makes it any better, but.
I just don't believe the shutdown is the cure. I mean, we were sold a shutdown for 2 weeks.
No, it isn't the cure.
Yeah,
it's
we were sold a shutdown for 2 weeks, and now 8 months later, we're
still
here.
That's what is the key. When you, instead of having an indoor party, have an outdoor party. And stay, use your... What is there that's so difficult for people to understand about this? That's what I don't get. Your future hangs in the balance if you're running a small business. I mean, a lot of the people who have been naysayers are people who will benefit from having less of a body count, if you will, so your business can stay in business. Why wouldn't you want to support? That's what I've seen in my neck of the woods. People who are, how do I say this lovingly, a little less educated, and they think, I don't have to do this. And then they go to work with the workers they have, and whether it's a plumber, a carpenter, whatever the heck it is, and they don't wear their masks. If you're around people that you work with every day, it's different, I think, than if you are around people that you're, let's say a delivery of wood comes to the job site, and you don't know who the driver of the truck is, you don't know what the delivery guy's all about, so why wouldn't you have, I'd want him to be wearing a mask, for sure, and I'd want to be wearing a mask with him, frankly. So, at any rate, I'd like to move us beyond that. We're so addicted to negativity. Oy, 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 oy. I'm going to tell you the story. I think I got started with this, but I didn't finish it for whatever the reason. I don't know what I got distracted by, but there is a new move to use facial recognition on cows. And I'm going to tell you how that works. I know this will keep people on the edge of their seat. Nobody's going to leave the radio now because they want to know how facial recognition will work at a cow. What are we going to do here? Meanwhile, let me talk about losing weight. Big time, big deal at Calitrin. Defense. The best offense is a good defense. You'll hear me saying that a lot. And certainly because I have so much credibility in the world of sports, it'll mean a lot more when I say the best defense is a good offense. No, the other way around. The best offense is a good defense. Anyway, I think you get my drift. Why don't you think about not putting on weight over the holidays by getting onto the Calitrin program right here, right now. Go to this is a non-toxic way to lose weight, so lose it and keep it off. Go to toploss.com, see how the program works. It is so right for everybody, families It is, and there are a lot of different reasons to take it, whether you want to have a good night's rest like Jennifer and Victoria want to have. It's, whatever it is, there's a great benefit. And I think that if you want to really keep yourself healthier, all the stuff that we worry about because we're overweight, don't have to do that now. Utilize the collagen protein in Calitrin by getting into Calitrin. Has a great formula, four or five very important all-natural ingredients put together by a doctor and three nurses some 24 years ago, and it's done nothing except increase in terms of, it's an exponential kind of thing because people talk about it, you hear the ads, let's do something, this makes sense, all that good stuff. So go to toploss.com and order a three-month supply of Calitrin. Start you on the weight loss program, taking four capsules every night before you go to bed. That does the trick. You'll see the difference after the 3 months. You want to give it the 3 months. Then you get three more months free, so why not take them, stay on the program, and train your body how to keep the weight off, right? It's don't sacrifice your health. Lose the weight. Go to toploss.com. At checkout, use the DJV code, not to pay for shipping, and you're insuring yourself. You're buying one, buying three, get three free, that sort of thing. At toploss.com, be a winner.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the five-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the five-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
All right, 47 after the hour. Facial recognition. Apparently good for more than your photo albums and for the police and whoever is tracking you through the big cities or the small country. The artificial intelligence technology is helping now to ensure that milk came from a well-fed cow. Facial recognition works on cows. This is from one of the big ag companies. There's a machine company called Cainthus, C-A-I-N-T-H-U-S, that is creating an AI system for dairy farmers. The image recognition system able to recognize a cow using both the animal's patterns of spots and her actual face. System takes a few seconds to recognize individual cows. So you're wondering, why do we want to have specific cows told from pulled apart from the rest of the herd? The cameras have the ability to determine which cow is which. A computer and a camera system monitors each cow's food and water intake, along with looking for behaviors like when they're in heat. The camera-based system also uses heat detection to monitor the overall herd health. What do you think, ladies? Cow facial recognition on cows.
I like it. Can you tell your cows apart?
I can, yes. I can tell my cows apart.
Do they know their names?
No.
I want to come up. Do you have any babies? I want to come up and just pet a baby cow.
We have about a dozen baby calves. Well,
do you hug them? I just want to hug a baby cow.
Oh, yeah. They're great. people love.
Stay away from the tail.
Start like a whole new therapy session of just hugging baby cows.
Oh, yeah.
It'll heal the world.
Fabulous. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Tech Talk time. Now our opportunity to go through the top 5 items this week from the world of technology, according to research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to get us started at number 5, a big announcement for Apple. One more thing.
Yeah, that's exactly the name of the event. One more thing, and that's going to be scheduled for November 10th. And we're not exactly sure. Apple loves their secrecy and their dramatics. So we're not exactly sure what we're going to see, but we think that it will be the new Mac desktop computers. This is going to be, these are the first batch that will be run on Apple's own Silicon Valley chips instead of Intel processors. And that's the first time since 2005 that Apple has used their own chips. So we think that's what it will be. The language of one more thing is kind of notable because former CEO Steve Jobs, in keynotes for significant product announcements, he used to always say, oh, and one more thing. And then he kind of was the showman, and he would pull out one more item that was brand new that would wow the crowd. Obviously, with COVID, there is no in-person crowd anymore. Everything is virtual. But the last time Apple used this phrase, the Steve Jobs one more thing, was back in 2017 when they unveiled the iPhone X. So we'll see where it goes, but they have not had a new line of MacBooks or desktops in a while, so it'll be interesting to see what they actually produce on November 10th.
All right, Google up next with an overview of what's being searched. This is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I always love looking at the Google Trends, which is the analytics arm of Google Search, and they let you know what's trending and what people are actually searching for. And this has been a long week with the election, and so people have turned to booze and comfort food. Not surprisingly, the top 2 queries on Google Search were liquor stores and French fries. At one point in the top 5 election night searches were, number 1 was pizza, which we can attest to because we ate pizza on election night, Chinese food, liquor stores, sushi, and Mexican food. So the hashtag election day, that was trending along with all the different types of food that people were searching and ordering.
Really? Number three, focus on AI. It's something being done here at MIT that we'll be interested in.
Right, in your neck of the woods, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, says they figured out a way to gauge whether a person has COVID-19 just from the sound of their cough, which is really interesting because we know the cough is a very sort of a hallmark of COVID. And the type of cough that it is not a usual cough. It's not a cough that would be associated with bronchitis or even pneumonia. It's a specific cough. And the interesting thing about what they found at MIT through AI, through artificial intelligence, they have been able to diagnose asymptomatic carriers. That is something that's really, really interesting. 98.5% of coughs from people confirmed with COVID cases, the AI has been very accurate with, and 100% of coughs from asymptomatic people, that's the level of accuracy that this new AI has been able to diagnose people who don't even know they have COVID. So if they could somehow deploy this nationally, that would just be a huge help in stopping the spread of the virus.
Mm-hmm. Number two, Walmart is going to go away, going against grain here. I was kind of interested to see. This is the first time I thought anything friendly was going on at Walmart.
Well, yeah, retail robots are scanning shelves and updating inventory. Walmart's been using, and Walmart's not the only store that uses them. A lot of them do. But Walmart, for whatever reason, they've been one of the biggest adapters of technology in general. They've had these shelf-scanning robots appear in 500 of their stores, but they've decided to get rid of them. And they began using these robots supplied by Bossa Nova Robotics in 2017. Initially, they started out in 50 locations. They liked how they were working. It went up to 500 locations. It was supposed to reach 1,000 stores, but Walmart has pulled the plug on this whole program. So and a lot of it has to do with COVID, because Walmart essentially, they didn't give a full clear answer why they got rid of the robots, but there was a Wall Street Journal report this week that said as people didn't go into stores and people were shopping online, they found that it was easier to have humans going to pull products from the shelves based on online orders. So it kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Number one, the top tech story of the week.
I think this is not the story that got the most buzz, but I think it's definitely the most important. If you're not on LinkedIn, get on LinkedIn, especially if you're looking for work. They've launched a new tool that will help you make a career change. It's called the Career Explorer feature, and it displays careers that job seekers can transition into by using the skills that you already have. Most people, like 45% of job seekers have said that they have not tried a career change because they don't know where to begin. This new tool on LinkedIn will help you assess your skills and your experience, and it will then tell you all the different new careers that you're qualified for. So I think that this is just a fabulous program, and it's free. Get on.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.